You are listening to Inspiration and Information with Jen Julius, helping you take control of your own life and finding clarity, improving your communication, and building confidence to achieve your goals. For more information about me and my guest, you can go to jenjulius.com and check out the On the Radio tab. Today, I have Priscilla Tuft on my show, and we will be discussing the four pillars of motivation. Priscilla, I'm so excited to have you, as you know.
I am excited to be here.
Can you go ahead and tell us who you are, what you do, and why you're so awesome?
Well, thank you for saying that I'm awesome. That is awesome. I'm Priscilla Tuft. I am a local Cotati resident and a passionate fitness advocate.
That is true. We know this. Yes.
So just I'm living locally. We have a little girl. She's three. My husband is an ex-professional wrestler for WWE, and we are living our dreams.
Beautiful. Beautiful. I'm really excited to have you, and we're going to be talking about the four pillars of motivation, and I was curious. I know a little bit about your story, and I was wondering if you might want to share a little bit about just what got you into doing all the coaching and all the fitness stuff that you're doing now. Like, would you be okay sharing a little bit of your story?
Absolutely. Cool. In what feels like a past life, I was a fitness model and I owned some gyms. I love to motivate people, but I realized that it was a little bit more externally based than I had originally hoped. When I got pregnant, I ended up gaining over 100 pounds. I was put on bed rest, and I realized it was because I didn't have the accountability of a photo shoot that was coming up or a contest that was coming up. And I looked inside myself and noticed that I hadn't built the emotional real estate that was needed for lifetime fitness.
Emotional real estate. Wow.
For lack of better terms.
No, it's a great term. I love that. I love that. I'm going to write that down.
But it truly is about mindset. And that is my new focus with the challengers that I'm working with right now. Because fitness is not just about looking aesthetically pleasing. It is about being healthy inside and outside. Yes. And it's more than internal health. It's about emotional health and spiritual health and really living the life that you want to live. Yeah. I just remember times of getting ready for a photo shoot and looking perfect. Looking back now, I'm looking at my abs. Everything was to a T. I'm sitting there getting ready for a photo shoot, cover of a magazine, thinking about how fat I must look. Wow. Thinking about, ooh, I wonder if I have cellulite. Wow. I wonder if my hair is out of place. I felt terrible. And I realized that it's really more about perception than anything else because I looked great, but I was so unhappy. I was happy, but I was not focused in a way that was just giving love. I was focused in a way that was fear-based. Wondering if I was worthy, wondering if I was good enough. Wow. And I realized that coming through that is when real growth happens.
Yes. Yes.
And lifetime fitness.
Wow.
Because now I feel like my body is effortless because I've retrained and reprogrammed my mind for success.
And it's become more of a habit, perhaps, right? Like, it's just kind of what you do. It's just kind of who you
are. It's just intrinsic. It just happens. Every day I do what I know I need to do to be the very best self that I can possibly be. And guess what? I fail a whole lot.
I heard that.
And I have broken my jaw on a dessert that I froze to keep myself away from it. Mm-hmm. I am, you know, we have these setbacks. But what makes us successful is pushing past them and realizing I am trying, therefore I am succeeding. Yeah. So setbacks happen, but it's more about just being consistent on an everyday basis, being consistent with the fitness, both inside and outside, eating the right things, working out, developing ourselves emotionally and spiritually.
I really appreciate you saying that and that we're talking about this today because I am, as anyone that listens to my show, I'm a big proponent for the emotional connection between the spiritual, the physical, all of it, and how important it is to really make sure we're taking care of all the components of ourselves, right? That we're really nurturing ourselves on every level. And so to hear you really speak to that and talk about mindset, talk about fitness in all areas, I'm really excited for us to share some of these tips that we have. And I kind of wanted to speak to, because I know that you and I have been going through a similar journey lately, that sometimes these setbacks happen more often than we'd like. I know that I had my own little breakdown within the last 24 hours of just like, oh my gosh, I'm not good enough to be coaching these people. Oh my gosh, blah, 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 right? And it's like, really? Really? After I was just so high and doing so good, you know, on this mountaintop last week. And now it's just interesting because one of the things that we'll talk about is how to make sure that we've also done the work so that we can bounce back more quickly when these setbacks happen, right? We're not going to be perfect all the time. We're not going to be happy all the time, or else we wouldn't really be alive, right? But we can set it up so we have the tools and skills to bounce back more quickly.
Absolutely.
Have the resources, right?
Absolutely. And it doesn't mean that the setbacks are not going to happen.
Exactly.
But it's just like a growth period.
Yeah.
And you come through it stronger.
Yeah.
And as you just said, you come through it quicker.
Exactly.
And you come out of it refined.
And you might take that one step back, but if you're playing your cards right, you're probably going to end up taking 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 steps forward after that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's all about pushing past that upper limit and just being that person that you know in your heart you are supposed to be.
Yes.
And I feel like as moms, I've got a toddler at home. I feel like as moms, we forget to dream, or we feel too guilty to dream.
Mm.
And when we stop dreaming, it's not a selfish thing. It's selfish if we don't dream.
Yes.
Because my child is building her life views right now.
And she's looking at her mom for what some of that might look like.
You better believe it.
Yep. Yep.
So bringing her to a place of dreaming and hoping and feeling comfortable praying and setting her intention for the day, yeah, and choosing to be the person she wants to be and feel the way she wants to feel. Yes, it's on a toddler level, but there is just so much to be said about pushing forward towards a dream.
Yes.
And not everybody is going to be type A, just crazy extroverts like you and I, but there's a dream inside every single person. I don't care if it's a small dream or a big dream. Everybody's got something.
Absolutely. And I think that also, if you want to see some authenticity, look at a 3-year-old, right?
Oh, yeah.
They are being exactly who they want and need to be in every moment, right?
Absolutely.
Whether they are throwing a tantrum or whether they are dancing around like a ballerina.
Absolutely.
We have a lot to learn from children.
Yes.
For sure.
And I feel like we need to play more.
Yes.
It doesn't have to be so dang serious all the time.
Thank you for that. Yes, you know I agree.
And you know, sometimes I'm not able to get out for my morning cardio, and we will just turn on the music and we will just dance.
Yes.
Hey, I can get down to some Farmer in the Dell.
Perfect. Do it.
You know, and I feel like playing actually brings us to a change of state that is so critical and is actually one of the four pillars of motivation that have kept me succeeding over the past 3 years after my weight loss journey.
I love it. I love it. Are you ready to dive into that a little bit?
Oh, I don't know. Are you ready?
I'm ready. I'm hecka ready.
I say we dig in.
Let's dig in. Bam. Cool. So the four pillars of motivation, this is something that you kind of created, coined, that have really helped you to feel successful, become successful, and some tools that you really utilize on a regular basis. Yeah,
absolutely.
Perfect.
These are things that I've noticed work for my challengers and also have worked for the team of coaches that I'm mentoring to help other people.
Got it. Okay.
So these are some of the things that we've used to be successful, not just in the moment, but long term, which is what I feel like I had been lacking in the past, which is what led me into the emotional eating and kind of, even though I felt happy, I was using food as a crutch to feel better.
Right.
But it only feels good in the moment because
yes,
sugar's delicious, yes, and it gives you a release of serotonin, makes you feel great. And then your blood sugar levels drop. And you feel lack of energy, you feel depressed, and you're sitting here looking down at the frame that you do not belong in. And so what do to feel better? You eat more sugar. And it's just this vicious cycle.
Yeah.
And so this is something that's helped me break away from that and really address those feelings that I'm experiencing instead of just quelling them with,
yes,
you know, a Twinkie.
Yeah. And, you know, this is something that I've spoken to a few times just because of my history. And I think that I want to speak to it today with this external focused piece of how can we try and make ourselves feel better by utilizing something outside of ourselves, right? And you're speaking about sugar and food. And you know, my history of dealing with an addiction and an eating disorder, it's like when we're focusing on these external resources to try and feed us, like feed our souls, feed our hearts, feed our emotions when we're not doing well, it's very quickly can become a very vicious cycle, right? So
absolutely,
that's exactly, I'm so glad that we're talking about this, because when we can shift it and recognize the way that we're maybe holding ourselves back, crippling ourselves, putting too much power outside of ourselves, right? By giving the Twinkie the power of, oh, that'll make me feel better, or giving the drugs the power of, this will make me feel better, right?
And I love that you use the word Twinkie again, because I've got this cute little phrase that rings in my challenger's ears all the time because I repeat myself a lot. You cannot stick a Twinkie in a God-sized hole. If there is something that that really needs to be filled within you, if you are feeling empty,
yes,
food is not going to fix it. It's a spiritual issue.
Yeah. Yeah.
So on that note.
On that note.
One of the first pillars of motivation is personal development.
Ah, yes.
What areas are you needing growth in? And what areas are you needing motivation in? I love to listen to audiobooks. There are so many autobiographies of people that have succeeded in the very areas that you struggle in. And I feel like reading these stories and hearing these stories is so empowering. It shows you that somebody has had the same opposition as you, and they've turned it into a platform to help other people. So when opposition comes into my life, which is something new every single day, there's always something, I now view it not as an obstacle, but as an opportunity to grow individually and an opportunity to help somebody else through it, because it's not about me. I'd like to think that it is sometimes, because as a human being, I tend to be selfish. As a mother, it pulls me out of it. That's a blessing. As a wife, it pulls me out of it. But we're tempted to be selfish. But I feel like getting outside ourselves and taking these tools, these things that we're learning, and giving it away again, which again, we'll address that later. But read about people that have succeeded and go back to those stories and let them give you hope. Areas that you need to grow on. Find a good book.
Yeah.
I am obsessed with YouTube videos. In fact, I actually have a YouTube channel. It's just Priscilla Tuft. And there's some videos that I've made that have just come from my heart. And actually, one of them is about using personal development to grow yourself to the place where you're feeling motivated. So check that out. Or there's another great book that I'm going through right now called Success Principles. And it just breaks down the power of self-belief and the power of intention and the power of deciding what it is that you want.
Yes.
Just going for it. And not blaming people and not finding every excuse not to meet that goal. But using opposition as a way of launching you into a further experience of success yes. on a deep level. And it's a good reminder to dream big, which is what you and I are all about.
Yes.
We like us some dreaming.
Yes. And we know, I mean, obviously I'm a personal growth and personal development junkie too, right? Obviously.
What is our problem?
Well, I think what it is that we've just tapped in that we really have the ability to choose the life that we want to create, right? And then make choices aligned with it or not. Right?
That's absolutely.
It. I just did a teleclass on that last week. Happiness is a choice. You know, what are you choosing on a daily basis? Are you making choices that are for your highest good and your best health? Or are you choosing to do things that are going to maybe keep you a little bit held back? And we're not saying be perfect all the time. We're not saying that at all. What we're saying is just be conscious, really, of what you're choosing, of what you're creating. Right?
Absolutely.
And if you don't know how to do something, hey, one of the good things about the internet is there's a lot of stuff available, and you can probably find a video or a book or something that'll help you tune in to an area that you might want to develop and focus on. Right?
And when your life feels out of control, realize you are in control. You are in control of your perception, and you are in control of the actions that you take as a result of what sucks.
Yeah. Totally. Totally. I think I just gave this example on a Gabe show, I think, but I'll give it again. Let's say this is a great example I give of perception, right? Say that there's a little three-year-old running around in here right now, right here in the studio. And that little three-year-old came and kicked you in the shins. And you just start giggling and you're like, oh, you're so cute, little three-year-old. And then it comes over and kicks me in the shins. And I'm like, you little, you know, and I'm ready to find this kid's parents and throw it out. You know, like,
absolutely.
And that's the exact same event occurred. With two completely different reactions, right?
Absolutely.
So that's what we're talking about too, is that that is something, they say you don't have control over what happens to you, which I actually disagree with a little bit, but you don't have control over what happens to you, you do have control over your reaction to it. And that's where some of the development around how am I going to choose to react? How am I going to show up can be so, so impactful in how we end up creating our lives, right?
And that just inspires me to jump into my next pillar.
Perfect.
Because it is a change of state that must happen. It's about capturing your mindset. And this can happen in a multitude of different ways. Two of the ways that help me foster a change of state is love, feeling love, thinking about a time when I have felt so much love, like the moment my daughter was handed to me after she was born. Oh, yeah. And the moment that I looked into my husband's eyes, actually 14 years ago yesterday, he proposed to me. Wow. And I think of that moment that was set up so beautifully, that was such a perfect experience, and it just makes love grow in my heart. Mm. I think about what it feels like to hug my mother. Mm-hmm. And I get myself to a place of love in my heart that it makes me want to cry. See, right now.
Perfect.
And it just, such beauty comes out of that, because there is no fear in love, because perfect love casts out all fear. Not that love like, oh, that guy's so hot. But like that kind of love that when you look in your spouse's eyes, you see your entire future. That kind of love. Find those things that bring you to that place where you want to cry. So,
and use them as tools.
Use them as tools to change your state.
We are emotionally driven, whether we want to admit it or not. And when you can tap into that feeling of love and devotion and connection.
Yes.
Right? That's how we can really allow ourselves to step further into our power too.
Yes.
We feel supported. We feel safe, right? Mm-hmm. Things that we as humans crave so much.
And if you're thinking about things that foster love, you're not thinking about things you're afraid of.
Yes.
You're not thinking about things that make you angry or jealous or whatever emotion comes to attack your mind. There's no space for that because your mental real estate is occupied.
Yes.
So another thing that really just breathed life into me as I was learning to capture my mindset, which again, this is ever evolving. I have to capture my mindset every single day.
Oh, yes. Me too.
and how quickly it dances away. Yeah. Like, hey, come back here.
Yeah.
But it was a walk with my mother. Together, my mother and I have lost 200 pounds.
Wow.
And in the middle of our weight loss journey, we were taking a nice little walk because that's what we were doing for fun. We had the baby in the stroller and we're just enjoying each other. We're breathing nature. And she said, you know, I've been putting myself to the test. Every single hour, I stop and think of something that I am deeply grateful for. And I thank God for it. I said, oh, that's really interesting. And we walked and talked and walked and talked. And at the end of our walk, we stood there and breathed in the beauty around us. And we both told each other one thing that we had been deeply grateful for in the last hour. And I realized that fostered more love in my heart. And that changed my focus even more. And it was a complete change of state. Self-belief is another way to change your state. Yeah. Prayer, affirmations, meditation, anything that gets you to the place where you're really being still. And as we're walking, it reminds me, the story of us walking, it reminds me that getting your heart rate up is an incredible way to change your state. I dare anybody listening to this radio interview right now, if you have been inactive for a long period of time, I dare you to go outside and just run. Mm. Feel your heart rate. Feel your temperature elevate. Feel your brain be oxygenated. Take action and watch it change your state. Then go and sit in gratitude. Think of those things that you are so deeply grateful for. Think of those times when you felt more love in your heart than you've ever felt. And go home and clean out the cabinets. Put food in there that is going to cause your body to thrive. I had struggled with a little bit of, I'd say, intermittent feelings of yuckiness to a very deep degree before I had the baby. And it was actually more after I had the baby, because I was not fueling my body with foods that were helping me. I was fueling my body with foods that were causing me to get into the cycle of feeling yucky. And when I changed how I ate, I noticed that everything else changed. Because I was fueling myself with foods that were nurturing my sleep habits, foods that were giving me energy to make it through a workout, whether it was 15 minutes. Because when I started my fitness journey, I can walk up the stairs without being winded.
Wow.
And now I can do pull-ups all day long without assistance. But it's what I did every single day. It's eating right every single day. And yeah, you're going to have these things that you don't expect in your nutrition plan. But what it's really about is taking consistent action every single day. Because you're not going to wake up one day, you know, 2 days after you start your workout program. You might not see results right away. Maybe you do, but maybe you don't. But you might see drastic results in 3 months. So that's just motivation to be consistent every single day and try your best and just get started.
Yes.
Because who do you want to be in 90 days? You have complete control of yourself. You can make the choice to make a shift today, to change your mindset, to believe in yourself, and to reach those dreams and reach those goals that you feel so deeply calling to you in your heart. So definitely changing your state, ditching excuses.
Oh, don't get me started on excuses, girl.
What are your excuses?
That's what we just chatted about yesterday a little bit, is I get real triggered when there's a difference. Yes, we can look at things as a basis of understanding, perhaps. Like, okay, this experience I had in my life helps me to understand perhaps why I might act or behave this way. But when we start using it as an excuse, right? Like, what if I would have said, like, oh, I was an addict, so I'll never be able to, like, you know, get my master's degree or, you know, run a business or whatever. I said, wow, that means I'm intense and passionate and have a wild energy when I want to. How can I harness that for something positive?
Absolutely.
So that's where it comes back to that choice piece, right?
Absolutely.
And being able to tap in and just say, all right, what am I going to choose? And how am I going to quit making excuses and actually let myself be powerful?
Mm-hmm. And better thinking produces better results.
Yes. Yes.
And that's the source of everything, is your mindset and reprogramming your brain. I will succeed.
So is that the second pillar is mindset?
Well, the second pillar is capture your mindset, reprogram, change your state.
Cool.
You know, ditch excuses and words. Can I just please touch on words before I go on?
Yes.
The words that you speak over yourself, your ears hear it.
Yes.
And when
your ears
hear it, it implants itself in your subconscious.
Yes.
And it makes you believe something about yourself. So what words are you using?
Yes.
Speak love.
Yes.
Think love. Because when we focus on love, there's no fear and we're moving forward. Take the pressure off yourself to be sitting perfect all the time.
Yes.
And just know that you are enough. Mm. Just, you're created at the hand of a perfect creator who knit you together in your mother's womb in complete perfection. Whether you have brown hair or blonde hair, whether you have one leg or two, whether you're misshapen, or if you came out looking like a Barbie doll, that is exactly who you were designed to be. And that is your platform to become who you're supposed to become. Use it, love it, and move forward.
Deep breath. That's why I feel like it's time for a deep breath.
Absolutely. Breathing is good. And that's another great way to change your state, which is why I love just like go out for a run. And it doesn't mean you have to do that every single day. You know, I couldn't dream of sprinting when I first got it started. It was walking fast and I was, but I was doing it.
Yes.
And now I can sprint for days.
Yeah.
But not in the beginning. I couldn't even do one single push-up. When I started back to my fitness journey, it felt like I had never worked out a day in my life. Wow. And I did my best every single day. But when you're exercising and when you are taking deep breaths, take them frequently throughout the day. Just inhale deeply, exhale deeply. You want to double, triple, quadruple the effect of breathing? Do it with your spouse. Do it with someone you love. Do it with a friend. Breathe in time with them.
Yes,
Tell me if your souls don't converge. Tell me if your intents don't align with each other.
Yes.
That's truly powerful. Yes. Truly powerful way to change your state. And next time you feel a heated discussion come on with your spouse or with your child, I dare you to breathe in time with them. Mm. Your pride doesn't want to, but love does. And it's just a way to connect with them. And as awkward as it must look on the outside, my husband and I will have times of just sitting, breathing in time with each other, and just looking each other in the eyes.
Wow, that's beautiful.
And we look at each other in the eyes for an extremely awkward amount of time, but it's not awkward to us because it's as if our souls are speaking.
Yes.
Based on nothing, based on experience.
They don't call eyes the windows to the soul for no reason, right?
Exactly. They really are.
Yeah.
And just being present with another human being. Not everybody's married. Yeah. Not everybody even wants to be married. I just know what works for me. Maybe this is something you do with your child or your best friend. It took some training for me to do this with my child because she's three and she likes to jump up and down. So one way I've got my 3-year-old to look me in the eyes for an extended period of time and just be present with me is every night before she goes to bed, we have a little routine. We pray together. And I look her in the eyes and I tell her five reasons that I'm deeply grateful for her.
Oh, beautiful.
And she sits there sucking on her pacifier, breathing. And I match her breathing. Mm-hmm. She's a little stubborn little thing. So she doesn't always like to do mommy's games. But she'll sit and listen to the reasons that I'm grateful for her. And it's breathing life into her. And it's evolving our relationship.
Yes.
And it's deepening the relationship that we have together. And it's interesting because three-year-olds, they get silly. And sometimes I'll say something that I'm grateful for about her. And she'll cover her eyes or she'll cover her face or she'll giggle hysterically. But I know that she's learning to absorb compliments. I don't even like to call it compliments because it's not like, oh, you're just so cute. I just love the freckles on your nose. No. It's like, Mia, I watched the kind of friend that you were to that child that was feeling uncomfortable at that play date. You went over to that child and you welcomed them to the circle and you showed love. How deeply grateful I am to experience that with you. Or today, you fed the dogs and gave them water and you thought about them above yourself because I know that you wanted food and water, but you thought of them first. How grateful I am to experience that with you. And I just tell her slowly and I tell her quietly and we breathe. But how quick are we as parents to look at our children and see their faults?
No, don't do that. No, don't do that. Yeah.
It's always no.
We forget that we got to also tell them what we do want them to do.
I feel like we need to tell them what
praise
we want
them when they're doing great stuff.
And tell them what they're doing right more than we tell them what we don't want them to do.
Yes.
There are definitely no's in our house, but I notice that she grows more when I'm giving her positive affirmations and finding good because that's building her view of herself.
Yes.
And when it comes to no's, so oftentimes it doesn't have to be a big deal. So oftentimes it can just be, oh, let's see how the truck drives on the ground as opposed to driving on the table. Let's make a road on the ground. Okay, it didn't have to be a big thing. Yeah, I don't want her driving the truck on the table. But does it really have to be this big thing?
Right.
I'm trying to keep little things little. Have more fun. Be silly.
And I just like relax. That. Keep little things little.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. My mom says, it's so cute. She's like, is that really the hill you want to die on?
Yep.
I'm like, oh, probably not.
Yeah. All right. We've got Priscilla Tuft here. We're talking about the four pillars of motivation. Priscilla, what were the first two?
We had gone over personal development, growing in the areas that you feel need growth. And we talked about capturing your mindset, reprogramming your brain, and just changing your state for success.
Yes.
And the next part that I just feel is so instrumental is finding a mentor and making a plan of action with them. And a mentor can be anybody that you feel has succeeded in the areas that you need growth in. Success leaves clues. Make a plan of action with this person. And if you don't have someone immediately in your life that you're drawn to, watch those YouTube videos and go after speakers that motivate you and are giving you steps of action. But there's something to be said about the connection between a coach and somebody that they're mentoring. Sometimes they see things that we don't otherwise see or help draw out in us those things that need to be brought out to the light so that we can deduce them in our minds. Decide what you want. It's making a plan is a vital step of action. And when you make a plan, take action immediately. Do what you need to do because activity without purpose is so futile. Don't just go to the gym and walk on the treadmill. Have an intent. Know what you're doing. Know your program, for example. Or if it's a business goal, have the steps to succeed given to you by a mentor that you trust, by somebody who has succeeded.
I just thought of a funny example. Like, you're probably not going to want to go talk to your friend that works at Target about how to build a business, right? Like,
exactly.
You're going to want to probably go find someone who's built a business and ask them, hey, what are some tools or recommendations you might have, right? That's the point.
And don't be afraid to sit on the shoulders of somebody else who has already succeeded because chances are they have to.
My healer gave me the best example on Monday. She said, Jen, when you are working with someone in like the coach or mentoring or healing realm, right? Just by choosing someone that carries the essence of what you want more of is naturally what you'll be getting, right? And that's the point. When we're looking for coaches, mentors, healers, whatever, we're looking for someone that's already carrying and holding the space or the essence or the qualities that we also want to hold. And that's, absolutely, I think, what you're really talking about is find someone that's achieved what you're wanting to achieve, right?
Absolutely. And somebody that inspires and motivates you.
Yes.
Somebody who brings you joy when you think of their face.
Yes.
Or somebody who inspires, something that invokes emotion.
Although if you have a good coach, they're probably going to make you mad sometimes. Do.
Absolutely.
They're going to challenge you.
They will challenge you. Yes. Absolutely. But who doesn't want a good challenge?
That's right. That's right.
So I feel like the third pillar of success is absolutely just having somebody that you respect, a mentor, a coach, somebody to bring you to a plan of action. And if you're motivated right now, if you're listening and you're ready to take action in your life, do it now. I am open. If you need somebody to talk to, Jen is open, depending on what your goals are, depending on what you need. We are here to listen to you. We are here to breathe life into you because that is why we're put on this planet.
It's beautiful because we have, like, both of us have resources available, you know, like we have our Facebooks where we just provide like inspiration on a daily basis. And on my website, I've got like a whole bunch of blogs and past radio shows because it's so important to just provide the inspiration and information that we've been fortunate to have to come into, you know, into contact with. So I really would also second that if you're feeling inspired, maximize it, you know?
Now.
Yeah,
maximize. Don't wait.
It.
Do, because you might feel different in 3 minutes. Once this show is done, you might not think about what we discussed today, but you have the power to take action right now. Get out your phone, jump on the computer. Contact me on Facebook, message me, tell me what you're going through. I care, and I've been through so much of it. Let me breathe life into you. That's why I'm here. So, and Jen feels the same exact way. We want to wrap you in love and support. And if there's somebody else that inspires you, contact them immediately. Make haste. Because massive action at the time of vision is when miracles happen.
Oh, I love that. Massive action at the time of inspiration is when miracles happen.
Did you even plan to say
that?
No, I
did.
That just kind of happened. Hey, that's pretty cool. Let's make t-shirts.
Oh, we got all kinds of t-shirts.
I know we do. Some will not be mentioned on air. Too crazy.
That is accurate as well.
And we haven't copyrighted them yet.
No, we better do that.
Fantastic ideas. Just brilliant.
Oh, my gosh.
Absolutely brilliant.
I already forgot. Massive action at the time of inspiration is the...
Oh, I don't know. We're going to have to listen to the replay.
Yeah, good thing it's being recorded. It's how miracles happen.
Maybe. Massive action at the time of vision. That's what I said.
Vision.
Hey, that did sound cool.
It all sounds cool. Love it. We're in the flow. We're in the vortex.
Woo! It's happening.
Oh my god.
Let's stay here. Come with us.
Ooh, it's like a tornado. Okay.
I know. I love it.
All right. Okay. Deep breath.
I clap too much. Oh, I didn't get the breath with you. Ready to breathe together? Let's do it.
Yeah.
Ready? That feel awesome.
Yeah, I bet
it does connect you
to this. It's just like
they're so weird.
They're crazy, but like I bet they also felt that energy. Of just like, that's a thing. A single breath, when you put intention behind it, I always tell my clients, feet flat on the ground, legs uncrossed, deep breath. You can do one of those, 10 seconds, and your entire energy will shift.
Absolutely. Bam. So well said. So the
pillar
fourth,
four.
The fourth pillar. You read my mind. I feel like it's just one of
breath
those.
Together. Now we're more connected.
I know. We're right there. We're right there. I feel that one step that is incredibly crucial is left out so much of the time. Mm. And that's taking the effort to help somebody else.
Ding, ding, ding.
Ding, ding. And this can be on a small level. This can be on a big level. Maybe you're looking at yourself in the mirror this morning and you're not feeling worthy. Maybe you're looking into your eyes and you're just feeling that you don't have anything to give. But there's always somebody who is needing you. Whether it's serving at a mission or going in and serving people that don't have food or bringing food to somebody that's homeless, sitting there desperately praying for their next meal. There's always somebody to help. There's always somebody that you have the power to breathe life into. Maybe it's a neighbor. Maybe it's a neighbor that's lonely and just wants a visitor for 5 seconds. Sitting there home alone with these cats. Cats don't talk back. Maybe she's got 15 of them, and maybe every single day she takes in a new one. Maybe there's a real longing in her heart, and all she needs is homemade soup. Goodness sakes.
Yeah.
Pick a flower. Bring it to her. Probably not out of her yard. That's probably not a good idea. That might backfire, but
not awesome.
There's always somebody to help and breathe life into. And these things that you're learning from your role model, if you're repeating them and using them to breathe life into somebody else, how powerful is that? It ingrains it in your subconscious and it helps change the state of others. Every time you master your mind and you master your body, pay it forward to somebody else. There's always somebody that you can breathe life into. And it's just crucial.
I got really moved while you were talking about that because I think it is often, and unfortunately, a lost piece. And I think that it's one of the most powerful, you know, being able to really like the fulfillment that you get in your soul when you know that you are genuinely supporting and helping another person. Only because it feels good and you want to help, right? Unfortunately, I think that culturally we've gotten a little bit overly focused on me, 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 what's best for me, look out for number one. But when you can take that step outside of yourself and support someone else genuinely, not because you want to get something out of it, right? Not because you're trying to look good, like, oh, look at me volunteering. I'm such a good person. It's about how can you really genuinely support another person just because. Right?
And the way that we instill this with the people that are going through our challenge groups and are transforming their bodies, the question at the end of their transformation, or sometimes 1 week into their transformation, when they're still 250 pounds, I ask, now who will you help? And so many of these women that I'm working with take their transformation to such an emotional and a spiritual level.
And that's how it sticks.
Oh, this is where power starts. This is where things get crazy.
Are we ready to get even crazier?
Oh, girl.
We've got 15 minutes.
Bring it.
You want to get crazy?
Bring it.
All right, so we'll summarize. So the four pillars, personal development, capture your mindset, find a mentor, and help others. Yes?
Yes.
This is what Priscilla uses to stay focused, to keep herself motivated. But I know I could just see you light up as we started to talk about that. And I know you told me today it was something you wanted to touch on if we could. So helping these women tap into that emotional connection, that spiritual connection to stay motivated, helping them know that what's your favorite phrase? That they were made for more. Is that right?
Absolutely.
I would love for you to speak to that. Like where, how do we do this? How do we support other women in just recognizing their worth, their value? Like what could you say to instill some of that inspiration today?
I just can't motivate you enough to just speak love over the people in your life. And if you see something in somebody else that you admire, tell them, goodness sakes, why not?
Spread love.
Yeah.
Yes.
And even if it's somebody standing in line at the grocery store, I don't know why I always use this as an example, but standing in line at the grocery store and they are doing well as a parent. Oh my goodness, you guys, tell her.
Yeah.
Please. Because every mother, what is this phrase that my husband always says? He says, behind every great kid is a mother that thinks she's screwing it all up.
Oh.
I love it. And it's true because we care. We want to be better. And there's this kid in line in front of us freaking out. And the mother is calm. And the mother's speaking love to her child. Tell her, wow. Even just a wow. And it may not come back directly to you, but it is going to change your state. You're going to feel good. You're going to feel love. It feels great to affirm somebody else. And it's not fluffery. It's not, hey, cute hair. Okay, that's just hair. Hair comes, hair goes. Weight comes, weight goes. But what is real? What is truth about that person?
This makes me so emotional because it's if we just had so much more of this genuine support going on, right? How powerful would that be in our culture of just going up to someone and saying, I just so appreciate the energy that you're sharing with your friend or your child or whoever, or the kindness that you showed to that person, or how you're trying to keep your child calm. It's so clear that you're a great parent, you know, just appreciating people for whatever, holding Absolutely. Doors open. I don't care what it is. Something that's kind, Like if we could increase the kindness, right?
Absolutely. And I feel like even just the intention of love, thoughts are things. Thoughts are things. What if we just loved? It doesn't even have to be a word. There was a scuffle between my neighbors that I noticed last night, and I was kind of a fly on the wall, and I wish that I could have disappeared, but I saw it, and I just prayed over them. I just sent them my love. What a gift. It wasn't my place to jump in and change the situation. It wouldn't have been healthy. It wouldn't have been good, but just giving them love. With my challengers that I'm working with, it feels great to transform their bodies. We've seen 1,000 pounds actually this year has been lost.
Wow.
I know, it's been incredible. Wow. And as great as that is, the greatest joy that I get out of doing what I'm doing is watching them successfully lead somebody else to healing.
Wow.
That is when I feel I have arrived as a leader, and I'm ever growing as a leader, but that's leading. Yeah, it's leading to help them lose their weight, but real leading is leading to them to the place where they can help others and inspire others and give it away and help others grow and help them help others.
Yes.
That is when life gets better. That is when true healing comes. Crazy movements are going on in this community.
Yes.
And it's so easy to fixate on the person with a bad attitude in the grocery store. But what if we shifted our mindset?
Or anything just crappy that's going on.
See, it's always the grocery store with me.
We just get so hung up on stuff, right?
Oh, yeah.
And for some, they always give the example. You could have somebody compliment you in 10 ways, but if they said one piece of feedback or criticism, you're going to cling to that for a month.
Thank you. Yeah.
And it's just about, and that's also where I think that really harnessing more of your mindset and doing your own personal development work and being able to just understand that what we let affect us, we choose to let affect us. Right?
Yes, absolutely.
And then we also choose if we just send more love instead of allowing anger and jealousy and resentment to flow through us. Because as we send love, we receive it. Mm-hmm. You can't be sending people genuine, pure love without it also going through you.
Yes.
Period. It just doesn't work.
The weight of a negative thought is 10,000 times more powerful than the weight of a positive thought. The weight of a positive thought is 10,000 times more powerful than the weight of a negative thought. But the negative thought grows exponentially. So changing your state.
And then you'll start being like, and this is crappy. Oh, and this stinks. Da, da, da. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like that just expands.
What's that called? The slinky effect? That's not what I meant. Whatever.
The ripple effect.
There we go.
Yes, absolutely. And cutting that negative thought off, just right as it's a little, you know, little sprout, you just snip it, toss it the heck out of the garden, and let something beautiful grow.
Yes. Yes.
And the quicker that you snip it, the less it's allowed to grow in your garden. So snip it and ditch it.
Yeah.
And let something beautiful grow.
Just be like, hey, no thanks. Bye, thoughts.
No, thank you. Yeah. And I just imagine a stop sign coming up in my head when I start to think something negative, stop. And I do not allow myself to taste those morsels because they do kind of feel good. You know, if you're thinking something negative about somebody or because you're in the state of jealousy, it kind of feels good, but it really doesn't. It makes you feel yucky.
Well, and sometimes I believe it feels good because it's familiar. Like if you were raised in a potentially negative home or household where jealousy, frustration, anger was rampant, let's say, it might actually almost feel good or comfortable when you feel that experience in yourself because it provides a sense of comfort of what's familiar to you, right? Mm-hmm. But in the long run, when you're cultivating more of that peace and love and appreciation, that's what's going to really feel good in the long run, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's where the whole, again, I can't say it enough, the power of choice. Like, what do you want to create? What do you want to choose to feel? How do you want to choose to be? Right?
Absolutely. And who you will be is going to be a result of the top 5 people that you spend time with. Oh, I encourage you to grab a piece of paper and write down your top 5 influencers, the people you spend the most time with. And if you're, I don't know if there's kids listening on the station or if there's a wife that is experiencing a relationship that is just destroying her inside. Yes, those influences cannot be changed. But unless you're being abused and you need to leave, you know, that's a completely different scenario. But if you are in this place, You can change your top five influencers. And if you're stuck in the home, dig into your personal development and listen to speakers that are breathing motivation and life into you. You know, listen to a good sermon, go somewhere that's positive and be still with yourself with those positive thoughts. Let those be your top five influencers if your other influencers are not able to be changed. But write those people down on a piece of paper. See, who are you spending time with? Is that who you want to be? Because that is who you are.
That is so, so, so present in my life right now. Just looking at who am I surrounding myself with? Who are my people right now? Because I knew something hadn't been feeling right for quite a while for me. I'm like, who are my community? Who are my people right now? And as I'm like, it's been magic the last few weeks as I've been calling in these new people that I'm just like, oh, this is them. Mm-hmm. But what it also means is that I have to step my game up a little bit, right? I have to like tap into how am I going to show up? So I can also serve them and be good friends to them, right?
Absolutely.
But I absolutely agree with you that I don't know who coined it, but the concept of you are the culmination, the five people you spend the most time with, that was actually one of the hardest realizations I had within the last few years when I would look at that regularly. I actually would avoid it because I knew who a few of the people I spend the most time with was, and I knew that it was not good choices.
And if you can spend less time with those people that are cultivating negativity, spend less time and that's okay.
Yeah.
Breathe life into them when you see them and bless and release.
Here's the deal. We can send them love, absolutely. And we can show up and be supportive, but we do not need to go down the negative Nancy pathway of, shenanigans with them. Right?
And you're better than no one. You are better than no one. We are all equal. We are all in this space. And I guarantee those emotions that that person is experiencing, at one point in time, you have experienced them too.
Yes. Yes.
And actually, the book that I got the top five influence concept from is Compound Effect, another amazing book. And it's actually downloadable on YouTube as well, which I'm such a YouTube freak because I love doing dishes in the morning and listening, and because I don't get to sit down with a book for that many hours in a day. So being able to listen to audios helps.
So, and I'm sorry, one thing that you and Gabe touched on that I want to make sure we nail, because I know this is a big thing for you, is what are you allowing to feed your brain? Right?
Mm-hmm.
I know that we talked about this a little bit.
Yes.
And so when you just said, when I'm doing dishes and I'm listening to the YouTube videos, rather than listening to the TV.
Yes.
Because if you want to talk about, well, don't even get me started on my theories around the media in our culture. But anyways, if you're really be mindful of what you're feeding your brain with, right? Are you feeding it with a bunch of nonsense from the TV, or are you actually listening to something that's going to support you in your day, right?
Absolutely.
You want to hear how big of a goofball I am now?
Tell me.
But I think it's awesome. You're going to love it. I have my affirmations recorded on my phone. So when I'm going to an event or I need some inspiration, or if I'm on my way to something like a meeting or something, I listen to my recorded affirmations on the drive.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's where it's going to get
me. What are you feeding your brain?
I'm not just going to listen to the radio and whatever hip hop stuff is on. Sometimes I do if I want to just like be in a very neutral, like fun, whatever space. But most of the time, if I need to get focused and clear and motivated, I'll listen into a specific song that does that for me, or my affirmations or my vision or something. Right? Because what are you allowing to feed your brain?
Absolutely. I actually took the plunge out of the TV world about 11 months ago. I have not watched TV or movies or anything. I can't tell you how free I am. I just covet my mental real estate. I want good things to go in there. And I just don't, maybe it's just this phase of my life. I just don't have the patience for anything that is not growing me. Mm-hmm. And I feel like we go through phases in our life like that. Mm-hmm. But right now, I want to grow and I want to develop because I want to give more to others. I want to be more for my family.
And this is what makes the difference too. Like people always kind of look at me funny because I'm young and my generation watches a lot of TV. And when they're, oh, do you watch a show? No, I don't watch TV. And I can hands down say that I think I greatly contribute building my business as much and as fast as I did to not watching TV, because so much time is wasted from that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
So I also think that it also will show you people's dedication levels. Absolutely. When you say, hey, Priscilla, how'd you become so successful? And one of the first things that you say is, well, I don't watch TV. That's a big piece. Well, I don't want to do that. Well, where's your dedication, bro? Right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think we really like, it all depends. One of my mentors over 10 years ago said this to me and I cling to it. How bad do you want it?
Mm-hmm.
How bad do you want it?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Absolutely.
And then can you use these tools? How can you use these tools to support you so you can stay attached, like you said, to the emotional and spiritual components, right?
Mm-hmm. And who are you spending your time with?
And how can they lift you up?
Mm-hmm. My dad always used to tell me, it was so annoying as a teenager, but he'd always say, Priscilla, bad company corrupts good morals. And he'd say it over and over and I didn't get it. And now I realize what it is that he was really speaking into me.
Yes.
And yeah, I just wish I would have understood earlier.
That's all right.
It is all right. Because mistakes are all right. As long as you're pushing forward.
And we learn.
Beautiful, beautiful, unperfect you. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yep.
Because this is our platform to help others grow.
It is. Can you believe that our time has come to the point where we get to summarize and conclude?
It's got to happen.
We were like both some like, point. What's going to happen on the show? What's going to happen on the show? But we knew it would be perfect.
Sure. We weren't sure.
I feel like it was perfect.
I think we might be a little motivated. Hopefully everybody else is too.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, so we talked about the four pillars, right? Well, mm-hmm. Do you want to review those real
personal
quick?
Development, growing your mind, just capturing your mindset, changing your state, finding a role model who will make a plan with you, and going successfully forward, one foot in front of the other, and helping someone else.
Mm-hmm. So important. Doing those things together, what beauty can happen, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And remembering, I mean, your big phrase, you're made for more, right?
Absolutely. Just take the pressure off yourself to be perfect.
Yes.
Understand that you're created in perfection. You're worthy. You're enough. Mm-hmm. And when you feel bad, change your mindset. Make the shift.
Get support.
Absolutely. And our arms are just wide open. If our hearts attract you in any way, just we want to listen to you. We want to hear what's going on in your life. And if there's anything of value that we can give to you, we will.
Yes.
Or we'll just listen.
Yeah. So how can people find out more information about you?
I think they should just jump on my Facebook page.
Okay.
I've got a website, but I would like to have a personal relationship with somebody that's interested in growing. Sounds so cool. Shoot me a message. Be brave. Take massive action right now. If you want to grow, find that mentor. Find somebody who you respect. Somebody sit on their shoulders. Somebody who has succeeded in the ways that you know that you are meant to succeed. I love you guys so much. I know Jen loves you guys too. And just know that you are so worthy of greatness. Everyone has a purpose on this earth. What's yours?
Thank you. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you.
I really do appreciate it. It's an honor to have you, really.
Such a pleasure to be here. This was incredible. Just the energy in this room is just undeniable.
Yeah, I know. We're probably just going to like sit in silence for a minute, just soak it in after we're done.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Delicious.
Yeah.
Love
so,
this.
Thank you for listening to Information and Inspiration with Jen Julius. For more information about me and to check out some previously recorded shows, you can go to jenjulius.com. You can also find me on Facebook at facebook.com/jenjuliuscoaching. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for allowing us to share with you. Take care.